Welcome to Jeffrey's Top 10. Today we are doing Simon and Garfunkel. My name is Gordon. I'm here with my brother John.
Hello.
And we're going to pick our top 10 tracks from Simon and Garfunkel. So it's fairly straightforward top 10. There's no rules or cheats here. Have you had any?
No, I've gone straightforward.
Yeah, so we just need to go for our top 10. So first of all, before we do that, are there any clangers, missteps, failures that are just so not in the running, it's never considered?
Well, there are, of course. There's a couple of things like, for example, Voices of Old People in Bookends. I think the inclusion of the live track on Bridge Over Troubled Water, Bye Bye Love, a live track in the middle of a studio album that's a cover, things like that are definite clangers or missteps, but nothing else, I don't think. I think mostly their stuff was either pretty good or, you know, all right. Very few real clangers. What about you? Did you pick a clanger out?
Well, I have
out?
A few.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, I'll try and make it brief. I think from the first album, there's a few of those super religious songs.
Yeah, that's a good point,
so,
yeah.
I mean, there's four on there. That Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream, Benedictus, Peggy O, Go Tell It on a Mountain. And
that is
just not, those are not for me. So they were definitely not considered.
Yeah, Benedictus I should have added to that list of mine as well. I think that's pretty good. See, I wasn't looking at it as in songs I wouldn't consider, because, yes, all the ones you just said, of course I wouldn't consider them, but I wouldn't necessarily call them clangers. I was thinking of it, clanger as in a bit more of an objective thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They're a clanger for me anyway. They're certainly at the bottom of my list. Again, I think quite a bit of Bookends side one, apart from America. It's not really my thing. And also more of a curveball is Baby Driver, and I just can't get to like that song.
Okay, from Bridge Over Troubled Water.
That's from Bridge Over Troubled Water. And the live track, obviously, is a, I think that's a misstep, should we call. Certainly a misjudgment of some kind, and wouldn't have been considered either. I will say, actually, on my top 10, which I found harder than you think, it's them. I think I've got my top six, I think, are all bangers and really, really good songs. And then there's the standard drops a little. And I sort of struggle to pick my sort of next four out of a bigger group. But the one that did just make it in is the 59th Street Bridge Strong song, which is Feeling Groovy, as most people know it, off Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme.
Okay, yeah, I like that one. We'll have to wait and see whether it's in my top 10. But yeah, it is a good one. My number 10 is Bridge Over Troubled Water, from Bridge Over Troubled Water.
That's quite low, probably, in conventional thinking.
Yeah, but I'm not a big fan of ballads, really. So I think it's a very good song, but just not quite my kind of thing. But it's good enough to get on the list anyway, despite not being my kind of thing.
My number 9, from Sounds of Silence, is A Most Peculiar Man.
Okay.
Which I really like. I just like the storytelling in it, and I just think it's got a very nice charm. I know it's a suicide song, but there is sort of a definite charm to it.
A charming suicide song.
Yeah.
All right, well, my number 9 is from Bookends, and it's America.
Okay. Similar-ish in a way, I think, to Bridge Over Troubled Water, I think, stylistically. It's sort of that big epic song.
Yeah, I think it is. It's slightly catchier, I think, and just because it's got Paul Simon singing as well, you've got a bit more of the harmonies on there, which I prefer.
On to number 8, so from the first album now, Bleecker Street.
That's a good one.
It just grows on me the more I hear it. I just really love it.
Okay, maybe I have to go back and listen to that a bit more. It is definitely one of my top tracks off that album, which I don't think is a strong album. I think actually that and two others are about the only two good songs on it, but what are we up to? 8? I can't have lost track already. Mine's from Sounds of Silence, and it's April Come She Will, which is a really lovely song.
It is.
We haven't had any crossover yet, have we?
No, none yet. But, I do like that song as well. I'm trying to comment and not, obviously, give hints as to what's coming.
Yeah.
My number 7 is off Sounds of Silence as well. It's Somewhere They Can't Find Me.
Okay.
Which is a nice, jolly song.
My number 7 is from their debut album, and it's Sparrow, which I listened to the other day, and I was walking the dog on the headphones, and I got goose pimples. I just found the harmonies just so gorgeous. And even though it's a nice little song, but it's actually, when I really listened to it again, I just thought, oh my God, this is gorgeous. So yeah, it gets in there. that up as high as number 7.
Very good. So then we're to my top 6, which I think is sort of the slightly better songs. Back to the first album, The Sound of Silence.
Yeah, I've heard of that one. It's a biggie.
Yeah.
Well, my number 6 is from Sounds of Silence album. Sorry, hang on a minute. Sounds of Silence. Oh, you're taking it from the first album, the acoustic version.
I've gone for the acoustic. I do like both, so it's not a big deal, but I went with the acoustic.
Right, okay. So it is from the album Wednesday Morning.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to the album Sounds of Silence for my number 6, and I Am a Rock.
Yeah, that was a single, wasn't it?
Yes.
So then, number 5, our first crossover, I think, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Hey, we got one crossover. So that's good.
Which, again, I kind of like, I'm not particularly into the slower ballads either, but I do think this sort of transcends all that. It is good. I like it more when it picks up a bit mid-song, but it's a cracker.
Yeah, I'm nodding away here. I completely agree with you. It does transcend it, and it does get better as it picks up. So at the moment then, if we were adding these up, giving them points, because I had that intense place, so it gets 1 point from me, and you had it in, what was it?
Fifth.
So it'll get, I mean, 5-6 points from you. So that will now be our top track at the moment.
Yeah, our only crossover track as well. But I suspect it's not our last.
I don't think it's going to stay the top track, no. But it is our top track as we at this point in this. I'm just trying to build a bit of excitement here.
Yeah, I think our number ones are going to be the same.
Oh, well, that will obviously be the undisputed top track then, won't it? So let's see, my number, what are we on? 5.
That was number 5, yeah.
Okay, so my number 5 from Bridge Over Troubled Water is The Boxer.
That's another good one.
Yeah, isn't it? Oh, a little cheeky smile there. I feel this is going to be a crossover track.
I am saying nothing.
We'll say something.
I will say something, podcast. Yeah. Just not about that, yeah, fair point. Yeah, so number 4 is Mrs. Robinson.
Great.
From Bookends. I'll just add in.
Great, okay.
You don't really need to say anything about that. It's a cracking pop song.
It is, I agree. My number 4 is Homeward Bound from Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme.
Yeah, yes. I do like that song. Very good.
There's a lot of agreement on this, isn't there? Even though our lists are almost entirely different.
Yeah.
But we are still appreciating each other's list.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of... I could have probably quite easily done a top sort of 20 or 30 with a lot of songs that don't have a massive difference between them. They have...
Yeah.
You know, so there are a lot of songs in that sort of mid... Sounds a bit average for saying mid-table, actually, but they're all of a similar standard that could have got in the top 10. So number 3, I'm on Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme as well, and Homeward Bound.
So that's now our top track.
It is, yeah. The tension is...
Fourth for me and third for you. The roof. So that's... How many points would that be? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 plus 8. So 15 points, that's on. So that's our top track. My number 3 is Mrs. Robinson.
Oh.
From Bookends.
So they're joint top.
Joint top. 3-4 the other way around, yeah. So we've got 2 joint top tracks at the moment. What will happen? Will this ever be resolved?
Yeah. You're going to have to find some tension music to edit in here.
Oh, yeah.
So number 2, A Hazy Shade of Winter of Bookends.
Interesting. My number 2 is The Sound of Silence, acoustic version from Wednesday Morning.
Ooh.
You look puzzled.
Do the maths. I was trying to do the maths. And
oh, is that what it
I
was?
Can't.
The look of pain in your face.
And then gave up. Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, I've already picked it for my number 5, so 6.
Hang on, 6 was it? Hang on then, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it gets 5 points from you and then a 9 from me, 14. So that's less. That's in third spot then, behind Mrs. Robinson and Homeward Bound.
So we're at number 1, and neither of us have said this song, so I think we might have the same song.
Okay.
So the album is Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Yeah.
Are you agreeing?
Yeah. Should we say it at the same time? And then if we say different things, it'd be quite funny.
Okay.
No, you say it. Come on, let's be professional.
The Only Living Boy in New York.
Well, my number 1 track is The Only Living Boy in New York. So, yes.
Hooray.
The undisputed top track.
Yeah. I think it is as well, because when I was doing my top 10, that was the first track on the list for me.
Yeah, I think it was for me as well, probably. I can't remember now. Because I put on, obviously, quite a few more and then would listen to quite a lot and did my best to try and sort them as I went along.
I mean, we've probably hinted to it, really. There's quite a lot of tracks that could have got into this top 10 quite easily. Are there sort of one or two that you sort of wanted in there that you just couldn't shoehorn in?
Yeah, a couple of honourable mentions. I mean, everything you've said I would agree with as well, by the way. There's certainly no tracks that you said that I thought, no, absolutely not, that's a duffer. No, any of your tracks could have been on my bottom end of my list as well. But obvious honourable mentions that were painfully left out was A Hazy Shade of Winter. That was a bit of a struggle to leave that one out. And Kathy's song from Sounds of Silence, which is a song I really like as well.
I would agree with your list. I like all your list as well. I said the couple that I would probably add is, and I don't think You Can Tell the World, which, again, going back to what we said about the
happy clappy religious
happy clappy song, I know it is, but I do really like it, and it's so very catchy. Good. It's an earworm. And Patterns of Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we've got almost like out of all that, we've got something like a top 20 or 20 something that is all pretty decent stuff.
Yeah, a remarkable lack of crossover for songs that we actually quite agree on. So
that's kind of, I think, because they're actually fairly consistently good with a few sort of few missteps, that's probably why we've just happened to have gone different ways. So I think we've decided the best song is The Only Living Boy in New York, which I really love. Anyway, we said that anyway. So
although it is really just a Paul Simon track, so in a sense it almost feels like a bit of an odd choice for Simon and Garfunkel top track, seeing as Garfunkel's not on it.
Yes, a little bit. That's fair enough.
Although it's about Garfunkel.
It is, but he didn't really have anything to do with it. So it's a fair point, but it is on the album, so has to be considered. And it's a cracker.
Yep, agree with that.
So anyway, so if you want access to any of our lists, articles, podcasts, or whatever, you can find us at jeffreymusic.rocks. That's ROCKS, and Jeffrey with a J, which you probably know because you've already clicked on this.